All right, I'm going to keep this simple.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Stassi. I'm Stassi Schroeder-Clark.
Let's do this.
You guys, I am so freaking excited right now because my favorite, hands down, my favorite fashion creator, style creator, meaning like content creator, is in the studio with me right now. You guys, whenever I see a TikTok or a reel or like a post of hers pop up, I'm like, I have to watch it. I have to watch it. I have to favorite it. I have to save it. I have to make sure that I'm saving this for later and I can go back to it. Allison Bornstein, is it Bornstein or Bornstein?
Bornstein.
She's here with me. And I, you know, I don't know if you guys remember this. Try and dig back, but I talked about, my listeners will remember, hopefully, the three-word process that you use to define style like almost a year ago now. And I didn't realize at the time that like you had created it. So I didn't properly get to source you and cite you as the creator. Whoa. I just remember being like, I saw this on TikTok and it was amazing. And I'm trying to figure out my three words. But now she is here, you guys. Allison is the creator of this. And she just came out with a new book, Wear It Well. You can watch, look at it right here. You guys, this is, let me tell you, I told you this when you walked in, okay? The thing I love the most about you is that you make fashion attainable for everyone, I feel like. You don't, like, whenever I look at certain, like, fashion Instagrams or read fashion related books or even read a magazine. Sometimes I feel like I'm not part of that crowd, or it's just like I don't belong, or I'm not rich enough. I can't, you know, I'm not trendy enough. I can't afford everything or something like that. I just feel like it's a club that I don't have access to. But whenever I look at your page and your posts, and when I read your book, I'm like, you've made style accessible to everyone. And like, I felt good about myself reading your book. And so congratulations on that.
Thank you. You get me. Because that's exactly what I intended to do with the book and with all my content, is just kind of democratize fashion, because we all have to interact with it. We all get dressed every morning and we all want to feel good. So hopefully I can help give some tips and tricks on how to do that and how to kind of reframe your wardrobe as a place that can be fun and joyful and not traumatic and shitty and scary.
Yes, you guys. And she has like such good tips. Like, I can't even tell. You have to go and buy this book. It will literally change your life. If you're somebody who's interested in your own sense of personal style and you want to just like develop that. So why don't we just get into it? Before we started this podcast, Allison went and looked at my closet.
It was fabulous.
You got still is fabulous. Thank you. Because it used to be so much better.
No, but it's great. It's really good.
And I was telling her that I'm like, I'm struggling with my three words. You know what? I feel like I'm going to back up. Why don't you explain the three word method to people before I just like start rambling into it? Because I got so excited by what you said.
Okay. So the three word method is essentially just distilling your style to three adjectives. And you can just pick three out of thin air if you want and if they come to you. But I have like, I have a method for how to choose them. So the first word you pick by looking in your closet, pulling out the things that you wear all the time and asking yourself, what do these things have in common? So, you know, maybe you pull out, you pull out the things you wear all the time. I call those your regulars. And maybe they are all really comfortable, or maybe they're all really tailored, or maybe they're all really colorful. So you kind of just, you go and assess those. The second word is your aspirational word. And that is a word that's kind of like the North Star. That's where you want to take your style. So the way you find that is by looking at your Pinterest or your screenshots, or just where you're gathering inspiration, and ask yourself, how would I describe these words? And it's okay if the words feel totally different, because that's what makes interesting
style. That's what
makes
it cool.
Right? It's like when things are like a little contrasting, or where there's some tension. Also, if you're practical word is like comfortable or functional, but your aspirational word is chic or like tailored, that's okay. Like we can get there, you know? And then the third word is, how do you want to feel? More of like an emotional word. Do I want to feel sexy? Do I want to feel comfortable? Do I want to feel elegant? So those are the three words, and you get them kind of by, again, looking in your closet and sort of looking within. Also, I just want to note that they can change. Mm-hmm. They can change as you change. And also, you know, they're not like something you have to get tattooed on yourself. You can play with them. It's not like set in stone. It's just meant to make getting dressed easier and shopping easier and just a way to sort of understand your style and understand your preferences in a way that we don't normally take the time to do.
No, totally. And ever since I saw your TikTok on this, and I tried to do my three words, when I tried to do it myself, they were so boring altogether. Okay. So, because I was like, classic definitely was one of them. I think chic was another one. And then maybe it was like polished or timeless or like elegant or something. Those all kind of mean the same thing. And so I'm like, oh God, I'm boring as fuck. But that helped at least when I was shopping for me to be like, is this thing that I want one of those things? And if it wasn't, I'm like, I'm not getting it because I'm probably not going to wear it. And I just felt like that was so helpful. And oftentimes, like, people do ask me, they're like, how do you know when to jump on trends? Like, how do you know, like, how to put together a wardrobe or something like that? And I'm like, honestly, now I use the three word method, even though I didn't like my words at the time, because like, it really does help guide you when you're shopping or putting together your look to like feel like yourself.
Yes, it does. And also, like, because there's so much on social media, there's so much, I don't know, there's just so many brands, so much, we're seeing so much shit all the time that like, to just have like your own personal kind of like guardrails or checklist makes it so much easier, because of course you can see something that you like or see somebody wearing something that you like, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to have that too. Or if you do, like, how can you make it feel like your own?
Totally. Side note, because you just said, like, and I've been thinking about this a lot, there's so much out there on social media that like trends are going by so quickly now, and it's really irritating me. Like, just like, let's just take the fucking old money aesthetic that I actually really used to love. Like, I still do, but like, now it's everywhere and it's becoming so big, and it's like almost feels like the only thing that we should be following. And then it's going to be out so soon. I feel like trends are coming so quickly and leaving so quickly. And I'm like, what's the point of buying anything?
Well, it's funny because like that kind of quiet luxury, I saw another creator say this. It's the same as like minimalist or classic, but it's just kind of a marketing term.
It's being rebranded. It's just been rebranded.
Classic clothing. You know what I mean? It's classic, like unbranded, luxury, chic clothing, but it's just branded as old money or quiet luxury. And it's just to make you buy more shit that you don't need.
I know.
You know? And it's like, we know that, but still it's hard. Even for me, when I see people on Instagram, I'm like, maybe I need those shoes. Even with looking at yours, I'm like, maybe I need those shoes. But sometimes
you do.
They're really cute.
They're Mango and they're not that expensive.
They're really cute.
I live in them. They're so comfortable.
They're really cute. Okay, maybe they go with my three words. But still, it's like, it is hard. I mean, even when like, you know, you're professional or, I mean, yeah, it's hard to sort of discern like what's going to work for you, what's going to be a lasting thing that you're going to want to have in your wardrobe. And even if something is trendy, but then is no longer trendy, would you still want to wear it?
Yes. Okay. And I wonder this too. See, I'm like kind of irritated that this minimalist, quiet luxury, old money, this aesthetic is like now popular, because I feel like that's kind of how I've always dressed. Like, it kind of like, I always just say I was like kind of granny chic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now that it's popular, I'm so worried that when it goes away, I'm just going to look like I'm so behind.
No, but because I know what you mean, but I feel like that's something that like, that is part of your style. So even if it's not trendy, I feel like that's still you.
I mean, it is. I can't get rid of who I am.
Yeah.
Like, it is. Like, it's never changed. I've been like that since for as long as I can remember. It's just, it's like the girls who wear like, you know, head to toe spandex looks right now. They look like they're behind. You know, like that was cool.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Like that type of look. I'm like, fuck, that's what I'm going to look like next year.
Because that's different than like the full like glove Balenciaga look.
True.
It's a little more subtle. It's quiet.
Yeah. Okay. Can we get into my three words?
Of course.
Selfishly, of course. I've just been like seriously looking forward to this. I feel like I woke up this morning, like Christmas morning, like we're going to talk about
my three words.
I'm finally going to like zero in on my three words. Okay. So you went through my closet.
I went through your closet, just like a brief little scan.
Yeah.
And I agreed with you. I think classic is one of them.
Writing it down right now, just so that I don't forget.
Mean, it's true. Like, you like a classic shape. We were saying you like a trench, a button down, loafers.
Yeah.
You know, like all the classic shapes. Sometimes there's a bit of a twist. And I was actually looking, creepy, at pictures of you. And I feel like before, the classic was almost like a bit preppy, but now it feels like it's a little bit more...
Because I'm older.
A little more grown up, perhaps, or maybe a little bit more of that like minimalist kind of classic, but it's still so classic.
Yeah.
Did you feel like there was like, was there more preppy like
vibe? Oh, I loved a preppy vibe. Yes, 100%. But I love that you say that it's kind of grown up a bit, because I hope that my style has reflected that. Because I feel a little more grown up.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. Like, as you evolve, so do your words. And it doesn't have to be like, okay, like today I'm something different. It's like, it's just about like the evolution and kind of like, you know, checking back in and be like, do I still feel preppy or now is it a little bit more classic? But okay, classic for sure.
Great.
And then I was looking through. Okay. This was something more like I was saying. This was a concept that I had in my head. And I was like, before I went into your closet, I was like, I hope this works. I hope this works.
You guys, I'm so excited about this.
I was saying that I feel like there's like a Baroque element.
Y'all, Baroque.
Because, and I was saying, I wasn't sure if I was trying to make it happen because I know that you like kind of a Gothic style or a Baroque style, just like in terms of, I don't know, like you like spooky stuff. You
spooky
like
stuff. I love New history. So I'm from New Orleans. I love like the Renaissance.
Renaissance.
I love like the feeling of just look at this white like wallpaper.
Exactly.
Like that like opulent old timey, like old world kind of aesthetic. Like I truly love that. So
it's like old money.
Old, like the oldest money there fucking is. Yeah.
But I was looking at photos of you on Instagram and I was like, okay, I think that the way that this kind of Baroqueness manifests in your clothing is like the big sleeves and like sometimes the addition of the bow. And even as I was looking at your shoes, there's like, I mean, well, even today, like a little crystal on the shoe. There's something that's like a little fancy and like a little artful and like opulent about certain things that you wear that I think is really, really good. And I think that because the classic is of course classic, but when you take that, then it makes it something interesting. I love that you love it.
No, like you just made my day, because literally one of my questions is, how do I wrestle with the fact that like I love and admire so many things like crystally shoes, like a big romantic fluffy sleeve, like something that makes me feel like I'm from another time period, because I really do romanticize like different time periods. But I never know how to make it make sense, because that's not how I dress. That I'm like, is it just like two different, do I have two different personalities? Because I feel like I'm just so classic with the way that I dress, that like if I go and I buy things like that, even though they're called to me, I want them, they make me so happy. Like, does it just make it look messy? And so I'm like, how do I reconcile that?
I don't think so, because like this is a really good example. Like something with like a little bit, or even like jewelry, or I feel like there's photos where you'll have like a bow or something in your hair. Like there are these little details. You don't have to like go, I mean, the classic helps you sort of bring it back. You know, it's like all about that kind of tension between the two.
So it makes it not look like a costume.
Exactly. So when it feels like that you're going maybe overboard with like the Baroque details.
Yeah.
Then maybe it's about adding like a classic shoe, or maybe like throwing a trench over, or doing something that's like going to bring it back into that classic world, so it doesn't feel like a costume.
Yes. I mean, Allison, I really just like can't even. Like,
I'm so glad. Wait, hang on. I'm going to get I made like a list of.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
Like out of all of the words world, you happen to choose the best word I could possibly think of that never crossed my mind, that like I can't think of a better word, a word that would make me happier than Baroque.
I'm so glad. I'm really glad. Okay, this is what I had just like when I was brainstorming. I had classic, neutral. That was kind of also going off of like...
I love a beige.
Yeah, I feel like recently also. Like I went back far.
Yeah.
But like recently I feel like it's gone more to like, yeah, like the beige cream. But classic, neutral, Gothic, Baroque, romantic. But I feel like that's maybe... That's what I was kind of, I think, trying to get to with the Baroque.
Right.
Chic. And then I wrote used to be preppier.
Love
those
it.
Those are my notes for today.
Love it. See, like Baroque is just like a different word for romantic that makes so much more
it's
sense.
Like tougher almost.
Yes.
Because romantic's sweet. And this is like, it's like almost like, it's like romantic with an edge or something.
Yes.
It's like a gothic romance, which
Fuck,
you like.
This is so great. Okay. So what should I say is my third word?
Okay. Let's think. Okay. That's like kind of maybe the more, I mean, it doesn't have to go exactly in that like, 1, 2, 3 means different things. But I feel like let's think about how do you want to feel when you're getting dressed? Like what, like chic could be a good one.
I always want to feel chic.
Yeah.
I mean, I love like French girl style, you know, yeah. I just really love that. I like to look elegant.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never want to look like, you know, cheap hoe.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, of course. Yeah.
It's just not my vibe.
Yeah.
So like those.
Like polished. Elegant,
yeah. I like I looking like put
are,
together.
I feel like those are three options that could be really nice for the third word. Don't you think? Because
polished
then it also
might make the most sense.
Right. Because then it kind of reminds you like, okay, if I'm getting like, not that any of your words are sloppy, but maybe if it's feeling like it's kind of veering into maybe, like you said, like a little bit too costume or a little bit too classic boring. I feel like then we can kind of be like, okay, like what can we do to sort of like tie this up? What
yes.
can we do to make this feel chic and pulled together and like grown up?
Yes. Like, yes. So it's up to me to choose which one I like the best, right?
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm going between chic and polished. Polished could seem a little too girly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like chic is a little tougher, maybe.
Chic, because it feels a little more elevated.
And it feels like a good reminder. Not that you need it, but sometimes I feel like my third word is elegant, because sometimes I can look a little undone, I guess. So I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, like, let's just keep it, like, a little bit more elegant, chic, elevated, you
yes,
know?
Yes, totally. And you just say that to yourself.
Right? Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of love
yeah.
this. Okay, I think I'm going to go with chic.
I love it.
I think classic, Baroque, chic, put it on my fucking tombstone.
I love it.
Like, I'm dying right now.
It's
like,
really fun, isn't it?
No, it truly is. Like, I really, like, highly recommend this game for everyone. I love this next sponsor. You guys, I'm talking about HelloFresh. HelloFresh, it makes my life so easy. Y'all, I am not a good cook. I wish I was. I'm not. Bo's the cook in the family. Sometimes I get inspired to cook something, but it is just, it's so freaking time consuming. You know, you have to go on Pinterest, find a recipe, then drive yourself to the grocery store, buy all these ingredients. So you spend a lot of money on all these ingredients. And then when you go to like come home, you don't even use all of the ingredients. So much goes to waste. And it just takes so long to cook that meal that you wanted to cook. But with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. So you don't have to go to the grocery store. I mean, it just makes cooking so freaking easy. This is what I love the most about HelloFresh. They have so many options to choose from, okay? Because honestly, more is more when it comes to food. Let's be real, okay? HelloFresh's menu includes 40 recipes and over 100 add-on items to choose from every single week. They also have different options, like they have quick and easy recipes and 15-minute meals. They also have like other ones to suit your lifestyle, like veggie or family friendly or fit and wholesome. So depending on your family, your needs, your lifestyle, there's something for you. And now that like everyone's going back to school and life is just like getting chaotic again, I mean, who has the freaking time? You know, HelloFresh just makes at least my life easy, because I'm just not good at cooking. And with HelloFresh, it's so easy to just follow the freaking directions. So go to HelloFresh.com/50Stassi and use code 50Stassi for 50% off plus 15 off the next 2 months. That's HelloFresh.com/50Stassi and use code 50Stassi for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. if you are somebody who is trying to break a bad habit, then you should pay attention to this next sponsor. Okay. I'm talking about Fume, and they're looking to help you break your bad habits. Okay. Fume is an innovative award-nominated device that does just that. So instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. So it's like they're taking the bad out of bad habit. Okay. Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. I didn't know what to expect the first time I tried Fume. And when I got it in the mail, I was like, oh my God, this is so cute. The device is like, it's real wood. So it just like feels nice and weighty. And then when I tried it, it literally is flavored air, you guys. So it was like, it tasted very flavorful and fresh. Stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code Stassi to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume.com and use code Stassi to save an additional 10% off your order today. How would you suggest for my listeners to do this, to go about finding their words if they were like me in the same position where I was like, all my words mean the same thing and I can't figure this out? Like, I could never have thought of broke. I could
you
never
kind
have
thought
that.
Of it.
I might have gotten there.
Okay, I think a really important thing to do is to create a mood board. Oops, sorry. Create a mood board or take screenshots or just like gather inspiration, because I feel like it's really nice to see all of that together and be like, okay, what am I attracted to visually?
Yeah.
You know, even if I'm dressing really neutral and classic and timeless, like what excites me? Like you were saying, like what do I like to see? And I feel like that's a good way to figure out that more aspirational word. Like, where do I want to go? Like, what's my North Star? If this is where I am, like, where do I want to take my style? And I feel like it's all about that gathering inspiration. And I know it's hard, like we said, because there's like a lot out there. But if you just like create a folder of screenshots of people's style that you like, or even like color combinations that you like, when you see it all together, like on your phone, it really does paint a picture.
It does. No, totally. It's like when I think about styling a house, like decorating a house.
Yes.
If you just style it with all of the pieces that you just pieces you love and you don't overthink it, being like, well, does this match this or does this match this? It all ends up coming together in a way that's totally unique, but like so great.
It's true.
Honestly, I have to take, I did not come up with that. One of my best friends who I grew up with, Alex Stafford, shout out. Like, she told me that years ago and it literally like shook me to the core. And I was like, okay, I'm going to live like that. And ever since then, like everything I decorate, I'm like,
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like with, I like did like a TikTok about this, but I feel like with interior design, people are a lot more considered. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're definitely more thoughtful with buying a couch than we are like buying a shirt, you know? And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like when we're buying clothes, we're just so willy-nilly. Like, we'll just like buy a bunch of stuff and kind of hope that we're going to like get a personal style just from all the things that we're just kind of gathering. But I feel like we have to put a little bit of thought and a little bit of like vision into what we want our style to be. And that's also why the three words are helpful, because like you need a goal, like you need a vision, because if you know what you like and you know what you want to look like you said, you're not going to get things that are going to not bring you to that place.
Totally.
You know?
No, I so agree. And I love that you open up your book talking about why style is so important, because what you were saying is like, so I don't know if you know this, but I have a national holiday.
Of course I know. OOTD day. Oh, you think I'm crazy?
Okay. Have that.
So it was a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. And
don't act like I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's just like all kind of embarrassing. It didn't like age well because it was so expensive. And so like when I talk about it, I'm like, we're in a recession. What? Like, how did I, what? Like the things I could have purchased with like that. It just, it's dumb.
Well, you have ownership over, what's the date?
I It's June 30th, okay. But I don't anymore. Oh. So apparently you have to pay for it every single year and renew to technically have ownership. But I still argue that all of Instagram thinks I still own it. So who cares?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You still own it.
That's how I justify it.
Yeah.
But when I was talking about when I applied for this national holiday, because you have to apply and write out like a whole mission statement, which now that I'm thinking back on it is such bullshit, because they're they're going to turn you down. They just want to take your money.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't believe
some more work for us.
Yes. Like I can't believe they made me like jump through hoops in order to purchase a fucking national holiday. Oh my God. Okay. But like they made me do a mission statement, and in my mission statement, like the main point was like, yes, like style, and putting together outfits, like it might seem frivolous, it does so much for the way you feel about yourself. It does so much for the way you go about your day. Like when you put on a good outfit in the morning, that day is so much better. And that's like kind of how you opened up your book. And I just wanted to like talk about that. Like, have you always felt like since you were a little kid?
Yes.
You know the power of dressing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I have loved clothes for my entire life.
Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah, just from the day I was born, was just picking out my own looks. I love clothes. And I think that, I don't know, somewhere down the line, I felt maybe a little bit embarrassed about it.
Yes, I think every girl goes through that.
And it's like, I guess I sort of was thinking like, okay, if I'm caring about this thing that's so silly and like aesthetic based, like, do I not care about other things? Like, what does it mean to care about clothes? I think like, I don't know. I feel like it's very patriarchal, but like caring about fashion is very feminine. So therefore it's seen as like silly.
Right.
But what we wear like informs who we are. It's like clothes are a language, you know, that we can tell people who we are without even opening our mouths. But yeah, when you're wearing something really great, you feel confident and therefore you interact with other people better. You have a better day. You're just like, Clothing can make a really big difference.
I know. Someone please go to Washington, D.C., White House and explain this to people. Explain this to the lawmakers, to people that are just explain that. I just need this to like be embedded in our culture now, that like we need to take fashion and style seriously because it does help us be the best versions of ourselves.
It's truly true.
Does.
And I think that sometimes like, I don't know, I feel like to not want to be curious about yourself and to be curious about your style, I mean, like that's actually quite shallow. Like, I feel like in order to have good style, you have to be deep. You have to know yourself. You have to be like willing to try new things. You have to be willing to be vulnerable. Like that's what it takes to have good style. So people that think it's silly and they're not willing to do that, like,
love that point.
Right? Like,
yeah, because people who ask
get in here, it's deep.
Yes,
come on.
People who are like, why do you put makeup on every day and like get dressed every day? And like, I am such a better version of myself. I'm a better mom. I'm a better wife. I'm a better, just like, I'm like happier to be around when I put effort into what I'm wearing. Like the joy that it brings me to put on my jewelry is like insane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That like I am going out into the world and making it a better place because I look good right now.
Yes. Like, and because truly. Like you are probably, like you said, like a better mom, like kinder person, because you feel confident and you feel like yourself.
Yes. The days that I wake up and like I don't wash my face and I just like stay in like a t-shirt, whatever like I went to bed in, I am like the shittiest. Like I feel like I can't get anything done because like I'll even intend on being like, okay, well, I don't need to do makeup or put on an outfit today because like I'm just going to be like writing. Let's say I'm going to spend the day writing. So like, it doesn't really matter. I'm not going to leave the house. I actually like can't write well.
Right.
I can't write well.
Cause you don't like, feel like yourself.
I don't. And like, I just feel like kind of gross and like, I just don't. Yeah. Like I'm not putting forth my best self and like, I like therefore can't work well.
It makes sense. It's really a thing. And it's like, I think a lot of us are busy or again, like we're not, you know, so convinced that this is such an important thing to spend time on. But I feel like just putting together outfits or looking in your closet or I don't know, like editing your closet, going through your closet, like that should be a fun activity. And it can be a fun activity. It can be like such a expressive and like creative activity as well.
Yeah.
That I feel like we should not look at that as like something silly or something we have to do. I feel like it should feel joyful.
Yes.
To get dressed. No, and
really
make
is like
it's
my favorite. It's my favorite part of the day. Not while I'm pregnant, I will say.
Can I say something though? You have incredible pregnancy style. You do. And one of my friends just had a baby and she was saying the same thing. She's like, oh, her pregnancy style really guided me.
Wait, Allison, yes. That's so, oh, wait, I needed that too. You don't understand because my first pregnancy.
It's not easy and you're doing
it so hard.
Job.
And I feel so fugly. Like my first pregnancy was during COVID. So like
who cares? Yeah.
I didn't leave the house. So like when I found out I was pregnant, it was like the beginning of COVID, but I didn't think it was going to last that long. I thought like, I'll be back out in the world in a month or two. So I like started making mood boards, Pinterest about what my pregnancy style was going to be. And I never wore anything. I literally just wore sweatpants pretty much my entire pregnancy. So like I never got to really try and do anything with that. So this time around, I'm like, I am going to make an effort. I'm going to make up for lost time. I'm going to have some sense of like maternity style identity. But like there's nothing like pregnancy to make you feel so fugly. So like, thank you for telling me that I'm doing
a really good job. Oh, honestly, all the Pinterest, it paid off. See, it takes work to have good style.
It really does.
And everybody thinks, oh, like this is also the thing. I feel like everybody thinks that style is something you either have or you don't, that mm-hmm. it's really effortless. And if it doesn't come natural to you, and if you have to work towards it, then it's like, well, it's not for you. But like everybody, even like the most fashionable person that you know, like they work for
no,
it.
No, we practice.
It's not easy.
I practice. I go on Pinterest almost every single day.
Yeah.
Like I go on TikTok mainly to see, well, I mean, I have lots of different journeys and I'm on TikTok, but like one of my favorite journey is the fashion journey, the style journey. Like,
yes.
It's like, so that is like research every single night that I'm doing on style.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a lot of work. It just doesn't come naturally to everyone.
And it takes trying like different silhouettes. Like a lot of people are like, well, I just can't wear jeans. It's like, well, you can, like, we just have to try a few different, I know it's really frustrating, but like it takes effort. And people that are wearing clothes that you love, that you see on Instagram, it's like, they probably tried on like 20 outfits that didn't work. And this is the best one. And like, you can do the same.
100%.
Yeah.
What do you have, like, what do you think of staying with the times? Because I've realized that like a lot of the things I do are very millennial, like a lot of the things I wear. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm still kind of stuck in a like.
Like what? Give me an example. Skinny jeans.
Oh, I love skinny jeans. Not that I don't do like really skinny yeah. ones. Like I've managed to do like more of a straight leg, but I still love a skinny jean.
I like a skinny jean too. I'm not anti. I feel like it's all in the way you style it.
Okay. So like when you see that Gen Z is saying that like skinny jeans are out or long hair is out, don't even get
long
me.
Long hair is out.
You haven't seen those TikToks?
Oh no.
No, I'm so pissed. I'm not
screwed.
No, they're wrong. They are Gen Z. You're wrong. I love you, Gen Z. And like, I ride so hard for Gen Z. I think that they are so creative. They're open to almost anything except thigh-high boots and long hair, and blonde highlights.
Yeah.
Okay, get out of here, you guys. But like, I love Gen Z. And like, I pay attention to what Gen Z is saying. But when they say something dumb like that, like long hair being out, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
I don't know about that.
You don't. So you don't follow any of those rules that like,
no, because I don't think I want to, of course, look, I don't want to look like an old woman that doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah, but that's what I'm scared of.
Yeah, I don't think you do. But I also like I want to look like myself. And if I feel that like a slimmer like denim looks better on me and makes me feel better and I prefer wearing that, then that's what I'll wear. But again, there's ways to style skinny jeans or slimmer jeans in a way that feels modern and cool. Like maybe it's with like a chunky loafer, a little sock and a loafer, or maybe it's with like a cute, like a shoe like that, or you know what I mean?
Totally.
Or what else is a key with skinny jeans or straight leg jeans? Having them be not cropped. Oh, I know. But if they're just like right here, it makes it look so much.
But I love cropped.
Like how cropped are we talking?
All my Levi's are cropped. Like I literally only like go for cropped jeans. Yeah. Like, so what should I be doing instead?
Well, okay, if you like cropped,
no, I'm going
against everything I said.
Because I've always just liked cropped because they show off your shoe the most, and I'm a big shoe person. I think like the shoe is like the star of my show every day for the most part. And so that's why I've always really liked cropped jeans. But what should I be doing?
Well, I mean, they don't have to be like covering your shoes, but I feel like if it's just like right here, like the ankle, like honestly, just maybe like a half inch to an inch longer than what you do.
Okay.
it's, you'll still see your shoe. And I feel like it will actually like create like a nice texture at the bottom. It might even show your shoe more. It like draws more eye down to the shoe.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Great to know.
Like, it's not going to be so long that it's going to be covering. It's going to be like there.
I was fully not expecting that. See, this is what I mean. Things I didn't know that I needed to update. That's just like
a small tweak
that can help me look like I'm with it.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
I have been trying to share all of like my baby essentials as much as possible. And one of the things that I loved so much when I had Hartford was the Dreamland baby sleep sack. And I'm so excited that they're now a sponsor on this podcast because I freaking love this product, you guys. I hope that my new baby loves the Dreamland baby sleep sack as much as me. If you have a fussy baby or if your baby isn't sleeping through the night, keeps waking up, try this weighted sleep sack. I mean, it's so cozy. It's so soft. I love that it has a two-way zipper, so it's easy to use for diaper changes because we have to wake up in the middle of the night, change your baby's diaper, and you don't want to like take a whole sleep sack off. So that way you can easily just take it, like zip it up from the bottom, change the diaper, put it back down, doesn't interrupt anything. When Hartford started using this, I think we discovered it when she was like 6 months old. I mean, she absolutely loved it and slept so much better. So right now, go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code Stassi at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers, you guys. I think this is like such a great gift to give a new parent, even not a new parent, someone whose kid is like also like, you see, they're like 6 months old or, you know, a year old. The weighted sleep sack, it's amazing. I wish they had them for adults. Okay, so go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code Stassi at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. Are there any other things that you're seeing out there that like, this is such a broad question that you might be like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Just like that. Something as simple as that can help people our age feel like they are staying with the trends. Again, I know that's such a broad question. That was like a horrible podcaster question. I'm sorry.
No. It's a good question. Let me think. Well, okay. I feel like, let's see here. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of some trends that Gen Z participate in that we feel like we can't.
I can't do like the huge baggy
oversized
pants.
Okay, that's exactly and,
like,
what I was going to say.
Oversized. Yeah. Like, I love an oversized like jacket, shirt, blazer, something like that. But like this whole like major oversized look, like I look ridiculous, especially like these big wide leg pants. I wish I looked cute in those, but like my legs are like the slimmest part of my body. I can't be covering that shit up.
I know. I get that. I feel like there are ways to sort of give that. And honestly, maybe the longer jeans will help with like kind of giving a little bit of that bagginess. But like, I feel like, I don't know. I saw actually a picture of you when I was doing my research of you wearing like a cute trouser. It was like,
oh, I love a trouser. Yes.
So maybe that's a nice way. Like, it doesn't have to be like big and low and baggy, but maybe something that's like a little bit more fitted and high waisted on top, but then like a little flowier. I feel like that can be kind of like your baggy vibe. And you could do that with like something fitted and then like a big blazer over. So you're getting that like oversized look, but there's still a little bit of that contrast between fitted and oversized. Can you picture what I mean?
Yes, I absolutely can picture what you mean. I'm like picturing like my navy trousers right now that are a little wide leg, but yeah, they're high waisted. If I wore something top with like a cool blazer on top,
like something oversized on top, or even like one of your button down shirts, I feel like that would give that baggy on baggy look, but like with still like a little bit of that more fitted kind of chic classic feeling.
That's a vibe.
Yeah. And then we could do it with like a Baroque shoe.
Yes. Literally, right? I'm going to lean so hard. You've made me fall in love again with my shoes because recently I felt like, I guess since becoming a mom, like my lifestyle has changed so much that like I used to, when I was single, I was like single on a reality show or, you know, with my boyfriend, but you know what I mean? Like not with a family. Like, so my life was so different that I'm like, I can buy all the sparkly shoes in the world. I can buy like, I will be wearing them because I'm going out to all these fancy places. So now when I look in my closet, I'm like, I have all these beautiful shoes that I love so much, but I don't really have anywhere to wear. And I'm like, you're making me realize I can fucking wear these.
You can totally wear them.
Like,
totally.
I wear sparkly shoes at home. Why am I not embracing my sparkly shoes more when they bring so much joy.
It's true. It's the joy that they bring. Like, that makes it so worth it. Or even just like jewelry. I mean, we know statement necklaces. And
I listen.
Actually, you know what?
They're going to come back at some point.
I feel like I'm a Vanderpump Rules super fan, but I do feel like that's what I think you were trying to do with the statement necklaces is bring that Baroque kind of heaviness into
it. When you said Baroque and I started thinking about all my clothes and all my things, I'm like, statement necklaces fall into that.
That's what you were like. That's what you were doing. That was like your version. But again, we've evolved.
We've evolved.
But yeah.
But they could come back.
Yeah, they really could. I know sometimes there's like articles that are like, add a statement necklace. And I'm like, okay, it's not. It's not the statement necklaces that we used to wear. It's a different kind of statement they're talking about.
Like literally it was like armor. Like literally like a plate.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Okay. I have another question about something that I struggle with.
Okay. Let's hear.
Okay. Finding things like that I love, like, I want to be a slip dress girly, but my body type, even when I'm not pregnant, will not allow that. So it's like, how do you find things when you look at certain articles of clothing, certain pieces, and you're like, see, that is ideally, I would love to wear this. Like, I'd love for that to be a staple in my wardrobe, but those things just don't fit my body. It's like, they don't look great. They don't highlight my assets. Like, how do you wrestle with that? Do you kind of like abandon ship on the clothes you wish you could buy?
I feel like there are ways. So I feel like probably what, and like, tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like what you're responding to with the slip dress is it's chic, it's easy, it's kind of 90s, it's minimal. It's just like you throw it on, minimal. It works.
It's like, I like that it's feminine. Yeah. It's like, I just, the easiness of it. I love when I see it on other people, but like my boobs, like they're huge right now, but then once I give birth, they're going to get saggy, but they're still big. So like, I can't walk around braless.
So we need a bra. Yeah.
So I need a bra. And then like, I don't like a slip dress with a bra showing. Like,
no,
that's just that's not it. And I don't like a slip dress with perky boobs. Like I like when I see it on women who just are a little more androgynous, you know, with their body. And so I'm like, that can never be me. That's just one example. Cause there are so many other things that I see out there that I'm like, I wish I could be somebody that wears that, but it just doesn't look good on my body.
I totally understand that. And I feel like what we can do in those situations, because I'm the same. I like a slip dress. Like this is kind of my slip dress.
Yeah, it's cute.
You know, like it's this is what I can do. But I feel like it's sort of identifying what you like about it. Like we said, like the 90s, the minimal, like how can we get that in another way? Maybe it's like, maybe it could be like a really chic, like long jersey skirt that you do with like a tank or something. Or maybe it is like, I mean, I was going to say like a slinky kind of like cami, but maybe that won't work with the boobs. But like just kind of trying to figure out, okay, how can I get that look or how can I get that idea with something else? You know what I mean? That's not super helpful, but.
No, it is. But because you're basically you have to abandon ship a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, you can keep trying and maybe you'll find one that looks great, or maybe one with like a thicker strap where you can wear a bra, perhaps something like that. But yeah, I feel like it's like finding other ways to sort of get that vibe on your terms. You know what I mean? And maybe again, like it is a skirt or I don't know, like I feel like a kind of like 90s like maxi skirt could be really cute with like a fun shoe.
Now, when I tell you that like
I'm a skirt girl.
No, I'm so excited to give birth because I'm like, I really want a slip dress skirt. You know, like a slip skirt.
Yes.
Like I want to wear a slip skirt with a sweater and cute flats.
That feels like you.
I want that so badly.
Or even like a button down, maybe like something tighter and then the button down, like kind of like what you're doing, but with like a long skirt and like a cool shoe peeking out.
Yes. God, there's
so maybe
nothing,
that's the solution.
There's nothing more depressing than being pregnant and just like looking at all these things that you're like, one day I'll be able to dress like that. I don't know when.
Soon.
But it's so sad. Okay. So you just posted something recently that I'm like this. Okay. You were talking about in between outfits.
Oh yeah.
Which are a huge part of my life.
Mine
I normally
too.
Call them like some sort of like my at home outfits or whatever, because I work from home for the most part. Mm-hmm. I'm like podcasting. And so like, I don't feel like getting fully dressed where like
we're not necessarily ready to start the day yet, but like we still have to kind of like have clothes on. That's sort of my in-between look.
Yeah. Like this is an in-between look. Cause it's like, I'm just, I'm at home, so I'm not going to like really go for it. Mm-hmm. And I want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So like, but I also don't want to just wear my pajamas around the house, even though I'm working from home. So like, it's this in between look. I think that's like, to me, it's the hardest thing to do.
It is really hard. And also it's hard because I think that we don't sort of, we don't take them seriously. Do you know what I mean? We're like, oh, whatever. I'll just like throw on these like boxers and this t-shirt. But it's like these in-between moments are the moments that are also a big part of your life.
Yes.
And like you said, you feel good when you look good and when you like what you wear. So I feel like some of these looks or like making these kind of in-between looks are actually really important. Whether it's like, I don't know, like a cute linen short with a t-shirt and I don't know, a cute pair of loafers or something. Like that's like an in-between look that feels comfortable and cool.
Yes.
And chic, but like,
I think that like, we just like need to do a campaign to like, really like let people know that they should start taking their in-between looks seriously.
They should.
They need to start embracing that because that really was a game changer in how I felt about myself because, and it started during COVID. And so like, once I gave birth and like, I'm like, okay, well, I'm like working from home for the most part of the time. I'm like, what do I do? Like, again, you want to be comfortable, but like you want to feel good about yourself. And so that's why I just decided I was like, okay, I'm just going to wear button down sets all the time with cute shoes, lots of jewelry.
Yes, the jewelry.
The jewelry? You guys.
The jewelry.
The importance of jewelry.
It's huge.
It is such a game changer.
It's sometimes, I won't say annoying, but sometimes when I'm working with clients and I'm like, just add jewelry. All you, it's like, it almost feels too easy. That's why I feel like people don't listen to me. I'm like, I know it seems really easy, but yeah. I swear to God, like putting on like one piece of jewelry or like one more necklace, it's going to make a big difference. I know it seems too easy to be true. It's true.
No, it is like the most accurate thing. And I feel like my daughter was born with that, like, that gift because she is so obsessed with jewelry and she like can't leave the house without her like kids' jewelry on.
I love that.
And I'm like, you understand what life's about.
You get it.
You get what it takes to like, you understand how to do something to make yourself feel good about yourself. Like,
it's true.
Hartford, you could be teaching classes.
Yeah, she can be teaching us TikTok and she can be teaching us how to wear jewelry. Because honestly, I feel like, I think it's like our generation. I think that we kind of got the idea that like being chic is like being very minimal mm-hmm. and like not trying
unless
too hard.
Unless it was a statement necklace.
Yes, unless it was a statement necklace, but like not trying too hard, not doing too much. That idea of like you have to take one thing off before you leave the house. But I feel like we've gotten so minimal and pared down and almost like boring. And I feel like adding jewelry or just like add one thing before you leave the house. Like that's what's going to give you personality. That's what's going to, even if it's so small, like putting a belt on is like so small, but it just signals to yourself like, okay, I tried.
Totally.
I did one more thing.
You guys, the old rule of take one thing off
like
before you leave the house. Put three things on. I totally agree with that. Even if they're just like rings, it doesn't matter. Even if it's really tiny, they will make, it really does make you feel fancy.
Right. Because it's also like the act of doing it. It's like a ritual. It's like a process. It's something that again is like signaling to yourself like, okay, I did this.
Yes, totally.
I made an effort. Like there's intention behind my look. It's not just like, let's go.
Yes.
I'm done.
Okay. How do you feel about sales? Because you wrote about them at the end of your book a little bit. And I've realized recently, this is like a realization I just recently came to because I always loved sales. Mm-hmm. And as I was cleaning out my closet to get ready for the new baby, and in case you're new here, you guys, and this is the first episode you're listening to, I had a giant, beautiful closet room that will now be a nursery. So I had to consolidate.
Sacrifice.
I had to get rid of like half of my clothes. I had to really look at everything and be like, okay, like what do I need to keep? What do I need to get rid of? Like, because I can't fit everything everywhere. And let me just say, and we're going to get into this a little bit, like the whole like closet editing system. Mm-hmm. Like it was life changing. I can't believe I didn't do this sooner because it's been so much easier for me to get dressed, even pregnant, with not as much stuff.
Yes.
It's been so easy. But as I was cleaning out my closet, I realized that all of the things that I was getting rid of were things that I bought on sale. And I'm like, don't fall for sales, you guys. Like I'm like, because you end up just buying something
Because
it's on sale and you feel like it's a really good brand. So it's well made. So like, I probably should get it because I just found it for this cheaper price. Like, but you don't even really want
it. It's like, did you want it when it was full price? No.
Exactly.
That's why I think I write about this in the book. Not I think, I know. I know what my book says. I say that. I think it's nice. And again, like this is like not a sexy tip, but also, it's a helpful tip.
Let me just tell you, I forget so many of the things that I write. Okay. So like that is very fair. When people ask me about something in my book,
like remember you
said, forget if like I journaled it. I forget if I said it on a podcast. Yeah. I forget if I was just having a conversation with someone. That is the most normal thing to forget about what you write. And like I used to get insecure about it because it's like, I wrote it. How could I not remember? I'm like, I want everyone to try and remember everything that they've written, like their journals, mm-hmm. all of that. Like it's impossible. You forget where you put certain information. So like
that's from a New York Times twice bestseller.
Twice, you guys.
With sales. Okay. So this is what I do that is not sexy and it's not like the coolest tip ever. But when I want something, I will like make a list of it. Like I'll put the link of it on my phone and I'll take a screenshot of it just so I have a folder of like things that I want. Sometimes I'll go back in 24 hours and be like, I don't know why I wanted this yesterday. Like that was so crazy of me.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'll look at my list and I'll kind of check it every once in a while. I'll be like, oh, this is on sale and I wanted it before and now it's on sale. So now I should get it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Instead of just being like, oh, this is on sale, so I should get it.
Yes. So that's a great tip for people. You guys, screenshot the things that you're wanting and just keep circling back and checking to see if those things are on sale. But when you get those emails mm-hmm. that say 60% off sale for the next 2 days, don't click on it.
I know.
Because that's where they just don't fucking click on it.
Yeah.
Like that's where you're going to just spend money on shit that you don't need.
Yeah. I mean, I've done the same thing. And a lot of the things that I found when I do my closet editing for myself is sale things or things that I saw in somebody else that I really liked and then bought. And I was like, I don't want this.
Totally.
I loved it on them. Why couldn't I have just left it there? Why do I have to have it for myself?
Do you think that like Instagram and TikTok, it's like ruining our bank accounts because like,
yeah, and our personal style.
And our personal style. It's like, we're all morphing into the same person. And then like, I see something on someone and I instantly have to go and like click and buy it. And I'm like, what the fuck
easy.
Is, it's way too
so
easy.
So that's why I like the screenshot thing. Cause it gives you like one roadblock. It's like, wait 24 hours. And 24 hours is really short. I feel like ideally I would like you to wait a week.
Wait a week,
but like
yeah.
I can't.
Totally.
24 hours is enough.
Yes.
And like that will, again, like I have so much clarity 24 hours later. Well, sometimes it will be like the most psycho ugly thing that I wanted. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I still want this, but like, let's see. But sometimes I'm like, what the hell?
Wait, you're just reminding me of something that like I keep laughing at that I thought I wanted. I think it was a Caperni bag or whatever. You know, those big, it was patent leather, ginormous black with blue flowers all over it, which like, yeah, that's fun. Where the fuck am I wearing that?
Yeah, that's not like your new diaper bag.
I know. Like it would, and like every, it keeps popping up on every single thing like I search because it's like now an ad. And I'm just like, where did I think I was going when I favorited this?
It's
like,
we'll get crazy.
Yeah.
And again, it's so easy to buy things.
Farfetch. Yeah, well, it was on sale on Farfetch. That's why.
Yeah, it's too easy to buy things and it's too easy. I mean, I love Instagram and I love TikTok and I love, you know, looking at all my favorite creators and fashion people on there. But they do make it too easy to just like, this is what I'm wearing. Swipe up and buy it. It's like, I don't want to.
Who are your favorite people to follow? Like fashion creators? I'm going to write these down actually.
Wait, that's so hard.
Like who like gets you excited when you see like their Instagram pop or their TikTok pop up and you're like, oh, I got to see what they're wearing.
Oh, that's such a good question. TikTok, I feel like my TikTok is weird. It's not as fashion-y as should be. It's odd.
What's your algorithm? It's sidetrack. I want to know, what is it?
I mean, there are a lot of fashion things. It's a lot of beauty.
Okay. Yeah.
A lot of animals.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't like them?
Not really. I've like never been
like ew, not really.
I've never been like a huge animal person. Like it's just like not. No, like when people are like, oh, I love watching all these like videos of like animals interacting.
I like it.
I'm just like, no, so does my husband.
I like it a lot. Mine I feel like is a lot more beauty because I'm so bad with beauty and makeup and skincare that like I like truly watch those to learn.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who has good ones. I can't think on the spot right now.
Okay, so who is like a fashion influencer that you love their style?
Camille Charrier. Do you follow her?
No, how do you spell that?
C-A-M-I-L-L-E, like Camille. Uh-huh. Let's see if I can find her. C-H-E. Let's see.
I need new people for inspo.
She's really fun. Hang on. C-A-M. Okay. Sorry. C-H-A-R-R-I-E-R-E. She's French, obviously. Because she's so fun to look at. I'm trying to,
because I feel like influencers nowadays, I've been getting really like kind of with them, because it's so clear that each look is sponsored and it's like head to toe one designer, which like already like who's buying head to toe designer? Do you know what I mean?
That's so, the thing. It makes it hard. Like when I do like the three word, like I'll do videos where I'll like go over people's three words, and I have a hard time doing it with influencers or celebrities, because I'm like, I can't really tell what your style even is.
Yes.
Because you're either like wearing something sponsored or you're styled or it's all one designer. It's really hard to like discern, like, who are you in there?
No, I completely agree. And I feel like it used to not be like that. Like it's like recently just gotten so much worse. So all of the people that like all the fashion influencers that I would follow for fashion inspo, I'm like, I hate everything you're wearing and I have no idea what you're about anymore, because it's literally just head to toe designer looks of the same brand.
Yeah.
And it's like, over it.
I know it is hard in that way.
Where do you like to shop? What are your favorite places to shop?
It's a really good question. I'm a big online shopper.
Same's
like Net-a-Porter, Moda, Matches. Like those are kind of all my favorite, but I also shop for clients. So I feel like I'm always shopping. I'm always on different websites. I'm trying to think of some of my like new favorites. This brand Seedris, S-I-E-D-R-I-E-S. It's very like sexy, like going on vacation-ish type of clothes, but that I have been having fun on that website.
Do you ever do fast fashion at all?
I try not to.
No, that's great. Like I want to be one of those people that tries not to too. But like I love the instant satisfaction of just some shoes from Ballet Flats from Mango.
And I get that. And I don't begrudge anybody who wears fast fashion, but I do like if you're gonna wear these for like a long time, which I hope and think you will, then that's fine. But I don't like when people buy it like I'm just going to wear it for a little and then be done.
No, and that's the problem with trends right now is like the trends are coming and going so quickly that like I can't like ballet court. First of all, I've always loved Ballet Flats. I will continue to love Ballet Flats until the day I die. I hate when I go in like the comment section of like someone who's wearing Ballet Flats and they're like, really, Ballet Flats are back now? I'm like, they never left.
Yeah, they really, that's a classic.
Right?
Ballet Flats is, yeah, they're but a classic.
Ballet core.
Everything has to be a core nowadays.
I know. Why is everything a core?
Can't somebody just wear something cool and then like just let it be? We don't all have to do it.
I know. We don't all need blueberry milk nails.
Did you see that? There's like a TikTok creator who like kind of she stitched the video about blueberry milk nails and she was like, guys,
we are Australian creator.
I don't remember, but like it was like them talking about blueberry milk nails. Then it was her. She's like, guys, like we are in an identity crisis. If like this is something that we all need to do. It was like, have light blue nails. Like, no, we don't. If like you
if can you
have
like light blue nails, have light blue, but like we don't all need to be doing it.
We don't all need to all do the same thing.
Although when I was told that we needed to have glazed donut nails, I did that for about 6 months straight.
I feel like I never really understood what it was. It just, what?
I thought they looked like an actual pearl and I just thought they were so beautiful. It's like, yeah, they were stunning. Like you can't hate on the glazed donut.
Okay, fair. But like blueberry milk, come on.
We could call them Baroque pearl nails.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Okay. But before I let you go, I do want to go over your closet editing system, the AB closet editing system. Again, we touched on this a little bit earlier about like how I just recently went and did this a little bit. I wish I had read your book before I did this, because it would have been so much, it would be so helpful, because I just had my friend Alex to be like, do you like this? Do you not like this? Like that
it's
was
nice
it.
To have a friend.
Oh, I can't do it without a friend. Yeah,
you need to have some moral support.
First tip, you guys. You cannot do this alone. You cannot edit your closet alone. But I want to just say how helpful it has been. I'm going to reiterate myself, like reiterate this. It has been so helpful to have like a streamlined closet, because get it, like it just, I can see everything. I know what I have. Yes. Like they're all categorized. It's just, it's just getting dressed every day has been, it's insane how much easier it has been since I edited down my wardrobe. So I wanted to, before I let you go, have you go over your tips for that, because you have like step one, step two.
Yes.
And I felt like it would be like really cool to just tell everyone.
Okay. Yes. Also, I'm not sucking up your closet. Like it does feel very, you have a good amount. It feels very well edited.
Oh, and
like,
thank
it's nice.
You.
It's nice that when.
It's only because that's all of it. Well,
it's good because you want to be able to open up your closet doors, look at your clothes and know who the person is and like understand their style. You know, like when you open up somebody's closet and it's like such a mishmash, it's like, who is this?
Yeah.
Like when you open up your closet doors, I can see your style in there, which like that's how it should be. But anyway, okay. So the AB closet editing system, it's really easy. You don't necessarily need a friend for it, although it's nice to have a friend when you're editing your closet.
A friend and rosé. Highly recommend.
Yeah.
The two I had to big do ones. This sober, you guys. It was so fucking annoying.
But okay. So the first thing you do is you pull out all of your regulars. And these are the things that you wear all the time. And I feel like we think we know what we wear all the time. But when you really pull them out and like see them kind of out of the context of your closet. So like put them on your bed, put them on a rack, just put them someplace else. And you really look at them. It's like, sometimes what we think we're wearing is not what we're actually wearing all the time. So that's step one. That's just like pull out everything you're wearing all the time. Shoes, accessories, clothing.
Yeah. Okay?
Step two is to do the same thing, but pull out the things that you're never wearing. The things that you don't like, but you're not wearing. The things that you do like, but you're not wearing. Just the things that you are not wearing. Like the things with tags. The things that maybe, I don't know, that don't fit perfectly. So bring all those out too. Okay. Now we're going to look at that pile. That's called, so we have the regulars in step one. These are called the nevers. So within the nevers, I want you to categorize them in three piles. First pile is no. These are just things where you're like, I don't know why I have this no. Like, get this out of here. That's going to be donated. That's going to be sold. That's just a no.
Yeah.
Then you have another pile called not now. That's like maybe the sentimental things that you like, but you don't want to have in your closet. For example, like it could be like a dress that's really fun and beautiful and cool, but you're like, I'm not going to wear this every day.
This was something that I struggled with.
Yeah.
Right. Because like I had so many dresses that I'm like, I love these. And at some point there's going to be a place for me to wear them. And sure enough, there always is. It might be a year from now, 2 years from now, but like I'll need it. But it's a not now.
It's not now.
I don't need it right as I'm looking in my closet. Exactly. This doesn't need to be
there.
And
it like muddies the water sometimes to have it in there. So like I say not now is put in another closet. Even if you don't have space, like I don't have any space. So I just put them in a garment bag and just put it like in the back of my closet, just so like they're not really in the mix.
Yes.
And that can be like maternity clothes. That can just be stuff that like you don't need every single day and you don't really want to see in your wardrobe every single day. So that's no, not now. And then the third pile is the how pile. And these are the things that you love and you bought them because you loved it, but you don't know how to style them.
Yes.
And we have a lot of, I mean, I have a lot of things like that in my wardrobe where it's like, I know I like this and I know I can make this work, but like, I don't know how.
Yes.
Okay. So that was step three. Step four is you are going to pair your hows with your regulars. So let's say that I have this amazing, I don't know, like oversized blazer that has like a cool, like crystally collar on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I know I love this. This is my style. It's like a little 70s, a little classic. Like I love this, but I do not know how to wear it. So I'm going to go into my regulars and I'm going to say, okay, if I normally wear jeans and a white t-shirt, let me try this blazer with jeans and a white t-shirt. You kind of pair these like more wild cards and you bring them into your safe space and it works like a goddamn charm.
I think like that's where like the real like personal style comes in. Yes. Like that's where my Baroque comes in, you guys.
Right. It's like the things that like you know you like, but you're like, I know that this fits. I know that this is going to work for me, but like I haven't taken the time to figure out how to wear it.
Yes.
And this is the time to do that. And I know it sounds maybe so obvious, but like if there's a wacky shirt, like put it with your favorite jeans and your favorite boots. You know what I mean? Or if there is a pair of pants that feels like a little bit out of the box, put it with a t-shirt that you wear all the time. So it's like it's kind of bringing again these wild cards into the safe space. And in doing that, I feel like not only are you like kind of improving your style, but then you're kind of you're getting so many looks and you're getting so much use out of these things that are just sitting in your closet going unworn.
Yes. You guys, follow these steps.
It really does help.
Just like spend a Saturday or a Sunday, have one of your best friends over, get whatever alcohol you love, order some food from your favorite takeout place.
Light a candle.
Yeah, light candles, put on music, and like spend a full day doing this. And it really is like the first step to like really getting there in terms of personal style, because like then everything will be streamlined. You'll just be able to, in your book, you talk about how like then you figure out like where are the gaps? What is it that I do need to like make everything work? Like it just is like, it really is like life changing, truly.
I hope so. And I think it really, it's helpful and it's fun. And again, like kind of doing this system and like being reunited with your closet in a way like that feels fun and not stressful.
Yeah.
I feel like also just makes you excited about your wardrobe again. And you don't need to buy a bunch of new shit.
Totally.
Because you kind of fall back in love with the things that you have.
Yeah.
Which is also really fun. And then the last step is just organize your closet. I like it organized by category and color, but you can organize it however you want. And like you said, that makes it easier to know like where are the gaps, or like sometimes I'll organize somebody's closet. I'm like, okay, you have like 25 striped button-down shirts. Like, do you need all these?
I would say yes.
If you do, yes. Like, I don't judge. I'm not somebody who thinks that everything needs to be minimal. I do not care. Like, you could have 25 button-down shirts, but I feel like it's just a time to be like, okay, maybe like let's not buy anymore for right now.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a good time to just really see what you have, because I honestly think the biggest barrier between you and your dream style is like not knowing what's in your wardrobe and like not really having a vision for what you want your style to be. Like you can have, it's like manifestation kind of, like you can have your dream life, but you just kind of have to be able to picture it. And it's the same with your style. If you don't know what you want it to be, how can you just expect it to be amazing?
I totally agree. Oh my gosh. I've loved having you here.
I loved being here.
You guys, you have to go get Allison's book, Wear It Well. Also, you know what the cover reminds me of? It's timeless, like the joy of cooking.
There you go. That's what I wanted. A little 70s, like a little retro feeling.
I just think it's such a chic book. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you? Because your TikTok is the best.
Okay. On TikTok, I'm Allison Bornstein 6. And on Instagram, I'm Allison Bornstein 6. And you can buy my book on my website, which is AllisonBornstein.com. And you can pre-order it now. It comes out September 26th.
So exciting. Like that must feel so good. You know what
I'm
I mean?
Excited.
Like you just started doing TikTok a year ago and like you already have a book coming out. Like that's just like, look what TikTok can do for people.
That's the moral. Look what TikTok can do. It brings people together.
Also, like, are you for hire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm in the market for a stylist, because the stylist that I've used, she's really busy with like A-list people.
Rude.
And I'm like, damn it. Like, shit. Like, what do I do? So I've just like, I always just style myself for photo shoots and stuff.
You do a really good job. I was going to ask you that, but I wasn't sure if it was rich. Be like, do you have a stylist? But like, no, it looks like you do.
Thank you.
And I saw you didn't tag anybody. So I was like, oh, maybe she does it all herself.
I put in a lot of effort. Like I go and I do my research. I put together mood boards and like, I spend a lot of time on it.
It takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yay, now I know. I'm like, okay, I can use Allison.
I'm here.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
This is so fun.
Yay.